No arrow will strike you. Amen. No plague will come near your dwelling. Why? Because your dwelling is not outside there where the world is exposed to all the curse, all the dangers, all the terror, all the diseases and all that. The Bible says you're in a place of protection. Even when you are sick, stay there and you'll be healthy. Amen. It's the new and living way inside there, people. Open up to us by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are living in those days. There's danger all around. The days that Paul prophesied about, in the last days, perilous times will come. People are afraid to fly. They are afraid to travel. They are afraid. They are afraid of even where they are staying. Fear has come on the world. But you, child of God, you are not of the world. You are covered.
In today's message, Joseph Prince shares a powerful promise of the Lord's protection and how you can live fearlessly and protected in dangerous times. If you are experiencing fear or worry about the safety of yourself or your loved ones, we want to send you Joseph's book, The Prayer of Protection, to encourage and strengthen your heart. Request your copy for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website today. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
We are living in a day where there's danger all around. We are living in the days that Paul prophesied about. In the last days, perilous. That word means dangerous. Perilous times will come. And we are living in those days that, you know, people are afraid to fly. I meet people, and people are afraid to fly. They are afraid to travel. They are afraid to move here, move there. They are afraid. They are afraid of even where they are staying. Fear has come on the world. But you, child of God, you are not of the world. You are in the world, but you are not of the world. You are covered. No, you are covered. I say you are covered under His wings. You are four times covered. Okay, I'm going to share with you about how four times covered you are. You want to hear? All right, you are four times covered. So this, when you fly, when you travel, when you move, when fear comes into your heart, remember this teaching here today. All right, it's going to be a deep teaching. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to really expound, plumb the depths of Scripture, shall we? Amen? But I want to assure your hearts that you are protected. Amen. First of all, we're going to introduce you to the tabernacle and the teachings of today's teaching. There's a bit of Christmas story in it as well. Also, it's going to show you the four layers, four curtains that covers the tabernacle. Okay? Show them a picture of the four curtains that covers the tabernacle. We have, there you have it. There are four layers. Now, the thing is this. This is called the tabernacle proper. The parameters, the long parameters around the courtyard is not the tabernacle. Okay, those are the precincts of the outer court. But this is the tabernacle proper. And you find that, can you see the golden boards? The golden boards actually is made of wood. Okay, it's made of wood. Now, the golden boards, the acacia wood is overlaid with gold. God wants us to understand the four layers covers us. It covers the golden board. Can you see that? That's you and I. It's a picture of you and I, how we make up the temple of God. And notice God makes us not lying down, God makes us standing up. Okay? So today I want to focus on the four coverings. The outermost layer is badger skin, then comes the ram skin dyed red, goat's hair, and fine linen. Four coverings that covers the tabernacle. You are four times covered. So for those who are with us for the first time and all that, we welcome you. In fact, you are the one that we are looking for. You are the one that God is looking for. Amen. If you attend for the first time or you're invited by a friend, hey, you are the one that you are a special object of God's favor today. Amen. We welcome you. We love you. We want you to know that this is not a religion. It's a beautiful relationship with the God of heaven and earth, whose heart beats with compassion for you day and night. And he's so excited because now he knows that you know him. Or you're getting to know him, okay? So let's look at the tabernacle proper. Look up here at the whole tabernacle. This is how they were encamped in Israel. You'll find that where we are looking at from is the east corner. All right, show them a north, south, east, west. All right, there's the east corner. The entrance is facing east. Because the entrance for God is always getting brighter and brighter. It's where the sun rises. That's how they are in camp. So we are coming towards the east. And the east is the place of the rising of the sun. And You know what? Sit back. Let's enjoy this ride. We are flying down. Okay? You see, you are a heavenly being. We don't work from earth to heaven. We work from heaven to earth. You must always realize your position and then you're able to function here. This is the tabernacle. You see the altar, where the fire is burning? That's the brazen altar. It speaks of the cross. The four corners speaks of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's where the burnt offering is offered. On the right, can you see the man laying hands? The guy in black? All right, the priest giving worship to God and all that. And that's where your sin offering, your burnt offering rather, not sin offering, your burnt offering is killed. Okay? And can you see the entrance to the holy place, the tabernacle? There are five pillars. There are five pillars there. Whereas just now, when you came in, show them another picture of the gate. All right, the gate. Yeah, you see the gate in front? The gate is extreme left, on your extreme left. Can you see the gate? Your first entrance is the gate. There are four colors there. Blue, purple, scarlet, red, and fine linen. So you come in, all right, with the gate. Then you offer your burnt offering. After that, no one else can go inside the tabernacle except the priest. But that was in the ancient time. Today, the Bible says you and I, we are priests of God. Amen. So we go into see the five pillars? We go into the place where no one in this world goes into. Today, do you know you are in effect? You're actually in the holy place. You're even in the Holy of Holies because there's no more veil. You are inside the tabernacle. And the world cannot understand the things that we are teaching here because they are not inside the tabernacle. They have to go to the five pillars. You know the five pillars? At the gate on the extreme left that I mentioned just now, there are actually four colors, all right? You have four standing poles because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John bear up the story of Jesus Christ. So you know the story of Jesus Christ from the first entrance into the entire place. The four pillars, okay? But here you have five pillars into the tabernacle. Why? Because you know the New Testament, after the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus died and rose again. Now all the teachings of the epistles, epistles means Romans, Thessalonians, Corinthians, all that, all the epistles, all the way to John, is written by five authors. Paul, Peter, James, John, and Jude. So heavenly truths, truths that's only for the believer in the tabernacle, you must cross through the five pillars. Are you with me so far? Now, where's the place of protection? Inside the tabernacle. Nobody ever died inside there. That's recorded for us. Now, go back to the pictures of the four covering again. We'll look at the video now. Okay, this is the front view, the east view. Or you're standing in the east. You're moving towards the south. We lift up. We pull back the curtains. Now, if you are in the holy place, what do you see? You see the fine linen. And the Bible says, show them Exodus 26, verse 1. Exodus 26, verse 1. It says, moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains. Say 10. 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue and purple and scarlet thread. Okay? This is the first time, every time you have blue, purple, scarlet linen. Always in the tabernacle, blue, purple, scarlet linen. This is the only time fine linen comes first. And then blue, purple, and scarlet. Remind me to tell you why. It's the only time. Okay, I'll tell you right now. Because I don't trust myself. I may forget. And then I get, you know, people writing and saying, you forgot to say that. Okay. Watch this. Usually blue, purple, scarlet in this order. And then fine linen. Everywhere else in the tabernacle colors, it's always in that order. For the first time, fine linen comes up. Fine linen speaks of his perfect humanity, sinless humanity, in which there's no flaw, there's no blemish. Amen? So the first linen, when you go into the holy place, you look up. Okay, let's do that. Let's walk into the holy place, shall we? Okay, you're walking to the holy place. You see the menorah. You see the table of showbread. You look up. What do you see? All right, stop there. What do you see? You see the roof, the first layer, and it's made of fine woven linen, the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. It has the blue, the Gospel of John, the Word became flesh. It has the red, he became a man. It has the purple, amen. That's why the colors make it so beautiful. And purple is his kingship, the gospel of Matthew. And his fine linen, the gospel of Luke, all right, his perfect man. So you have this up there. And notice the Bible says, just now we read, it is made of fine woven linen, blue, purple, scarlet. And then with artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them. A cherubim has wings. So when you look up here, all right, look up, go back to the picture. You look up, can you see the wings? That's what it means to be under the wings. The psalm of protection, Psalms 91. Psalms 91 says what? He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. And the next verse says that no arrow will strike you, amen, no plague will come near your dwelling. Why? Because your dwelling is not outside there where the world is exposed to all the curse, all the dangers, all the terror, all the diseases and all that. The Bible says you're in a place of protection. Even when you are sick, stay there and you'll be healthy. Amen. It's the new and living way inside there, people. Open up to us by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you are under his wings. Go back to the picture again. All right, we are under his wings. There it is. We are under his wings. And this is what Psalms 91 was written after the tabernacle was inaugurated. So they are speaking in terms of the tabernacle. This is what you and I see. We see the goal. We see the glory. Goal speaks of glory and divine righteousness. All right, divine righteousness. We see the beauty, the glory, the excellencies. We see the intricate design of the cherubim, speaking of his righteousness. Amen. The first time a cherubim appeared in the Bible was Adam and Eve being driven out, and they were their guardians, custodians of the entrance to the Garden of Eden. When man sinned, man was driven out. Praise be to God, Jesus has opened up the way for us. Okay, let's go to the next layer. All right, so back to the four layers again. Back to the four layers, the picture. The next one, what is it? Ram skin dyed red. Okay, ram skin dyed red. All this you can find in Exodus 26. Give them the verse, Exodus 26. Okay, you shall make a covering of ram skin dyed red for the tent, and a covering of badger skin above the ram skin dyed red. So that's where they got it. All right, ram skin dyed red. What is a ram skin? Ram is a male sheep that has horns. It speaks of power. It speaks of devotion. It speaks of determination. That's why we use the phrase, a battering ram. So that's our ram skin dyed red. Even the priests don't see it. Okay, go back to the four curtains again. All right? Even the priests don't see that. What's the next layer? Now we come to the goat's hair. Are you enjoying this so far? Now come to the last two, the goat's hair. Look at Exodus 26. You shall make curtains of goat's hair to be a tent over the tabernacle. I read up on Bedouin tents. You can search it on the internet if you want and all that. The Bedouin's tent. They make the Bedouin, you know, the Bedouin, the Arabs, the wandering Arabs that are still in the Middle East and all that. Many of them live in goat skin. Their tent is made of goat skin. And it's something very interesting. They say this. They say that when rain comes on the goat's hair is woven together. It's tightened so that not one drop drops into the house, into the tent. And when it's hot, it opens up to let air go in. Isn't that cool? At night, it protects from the wind. And in summer, when it's really hot, inside the tent is cool. God knew which animal to put where. Next verse, verse 8. All right, the length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits. Underline that. All right, remember that? The width of each curtain, 4 cubits, 11 curtains shall have one measurement. One measurement. All these are revelation by itself. I feel like stopping here and preaching on one measurement. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains. That's how you get 11. You couple 5 and 6. Now, I'm going to stop here and give you the revelation straight away. 5 is number of grace. 6 is the number of men. Okay? 6 is the number of men. That's why the 666 is man boasting in himself, in all his capabilities, his boastfulness, and all that kind. That's the spirit of Antichrist. So, 5 curtains coupled with 6 curtains. 6 number of men. That's why the word for man, in the Old Testament Hebrew, there are 4 Hebrew words for men. One of them is called Gibber, where our pastor Gabriel is very proud to tell you his name Gabriel. El is God's name, Gibber. Is strong hero, strong champion, strong man, El Gibber. All right? Asher is the, Aner is another word. Okay, so 4, for here, and we have two Greek words. Four Hebrew words for man, two Greek words for man in the New Testament, making six. Here's where aneir comes in. Okay? Interesting? Like a woman, the man, one of the four words for man is ish. Ish is a man. If you put a he at the end of his name, isha, that's a woman. So the woman was created to bring grace to the man. Ladies, you had your chance. Y'all didn't shout. Okay, you missed it. You missed it. Don't blame me next time. You know, y'all say that. Right? Ladies are created to bring grace to the man. All right. All right. The name Ish got no hey. Isha with a hey. Just a hey added. Makes the man, Ish, a man, female, Isha. Interesting? So even a study of names. So there are six descriptions in Hebrew 4, Greek 2 for man, man number of man, 6, 5 number of grace. So this curtains is 5 and 6. Why? There's no insignificant detail. Jesus became a man full of grace to bring grace to us. Now watch this. It's a curtain of what? God's hair. It's a curtain of God's hair. Does that remind you of something? God is always used for the sin offering. Now, because of time, I'm going to bring this to a close, but you got to listen carefully, okay? Are you all with me so far? Hey, 1 month of revelation here. Huh? You are blessed. Anyway, all this is for your benefit. You know, whatever you can see this, you're covered over with it. So that you walk protected, warm, comforted, loved, secure. That's how you should live life. Don't live life like you are uncovered. You know, and the devil might just pick your number anytime. You are not uncovered. Sometimes the devil wants to make you feel uncovered. And that's why children, you know, when they are young and all that, before shame is brought in, they don't mind being naked. You know, but shame has come in. Many of us, we grow up with nightmares that we are uncovered. It's deeper than just a physical thing. It is more than that. We feel that we're not protected. Or we don't have the presence of a father that loves us. Or we don't have parents that care for us. So we feel uncovered. And we try to cover up by being tough. We try to cover up by drugs and pleasure, hedonistic lifestyle and all that. We try to pursue money as if money is the thing that can satisfy. And it's never enough. We think that we are determined and our identity is determined by how much money we have. Very sad. Very sad if that is your pursuit. But if you're pursuing Christ and these other things are pursuing you, you are blessed. Do you love him? Now, we'll close with this. The last part is what we started just now. Show them the ceiling of the holy place. I want to impress on you. You are now in the last or the first layer. Fine linen. After the goat's hair is the fine linen. Am I right? When you look up, you see the wings covering you. I want you to keep this in mind when you travel. Wherever you go, you are under his wings. Okay? And just now I told you I'll be sharing with you, in case you forgot, I didn't forget. Why is it that for the first time, the order is changed? Instead of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen is put first. Right? Verse 1, Exodus 26. Fine linen is put first. Can you see that? 10 curtains of fine linen, then blue, purple, scarlet. This is the first time it goes out of order. You know why? Listen. That last layer, that our roof. Again, badger skin, what the eye of man saw. Ram skin dyed red, what the eye of God saw. That no man sees, not even the priest. Curtain of goat's hair is what God made his son to be on earth. The last one, the ceiling of the Holy of Holies, is what God made his son in heaven. That's why the fine linen is put first. Do you know something? Have you read your Bible? And then all of a sudden, it's always in the Gospels, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Then when it comes to Romans, when it comes to Corinthians, it comes to Ephesians, it's Christ Jesus, Christ Jesus, Christ Jesus. Because when you look up today, what we see is Jesus in glory. But still the same man. That's why it's inverted Instead of Jesus Christ, it is Christ Jesus. When you see the phrase Christ Jesus, it reminds you of the risen, exalted Lord Jesus in heaven at the Father's right hand. And this is the amazing thing. God is saying that that man up there is fine linen. We have a man in glory. Do you understand? When he came to earth to show man what God is like. But now he is in heaven. Many of us make this mistake. He's there as God. No, he's always God. Yes. You know, let's not take away from that. But God wants us, our comfort, our blessing is knowing that there is a man in glory. There is a man representing us. There is a man in heaven. And whenever you find that phrase in Christ Jesus, that means what is true of that man is true of you. That man in heaven today is your true identity in the eyes of God. That's why there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What does that mean, in Christ Jesus? Oh, God put you in him. It's not just that. It is this, that that man is the measure of who you are before God. Oh, man. Can that man ever be condemned? No, neither can you. Because God measures you today by him. I'm talking to believers today. God measures you by him. So whenever you find, what did God say? You're a new creation. Because that man is a new creation. Amen. Why did God say you're the righteousness of God? Because that man is the righteousness of God. There is a man, one of us, is in glory. When I say one of us, a man made it. What an honor God placed on men. Many of us, we get carried away with the idea like Jesus is God and all that. We forget that he became truly a man. He's God-man, yes. But now he's in heaven as a man. With the affections, the heartbeat, the love, the sympathies, the understanding of a man. And that's why you can bring your troubles to him. He was once undeserved. Can I have a good amen? Except that this man can never die. Jesus never experienced old age. He died young, rose up young, strong, powerful. So away with all these pictures of him looking emancipated. He never was that on earth. He's never that even today. And God measures you by him. You are strong. You are righteous. You are holy. You are true. You are faithful. You are heavenly. You are princely. You are princessly. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are a brand new creation. You are protected. You are under his cover. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. In Joseph's book, The Prayer of Protection, learn about God's promise in Psalm 91 to protect you and your loved ones in the midst of the dangerous times we live in. Request your copy for a gift of any amount to the ministry today. When you request a resource, your giving powers our broadcast and outreach initiatives to reach more people with the gospel of grace. For a gift of $75 or more, you'll receive an additional teaching series and a companion devotional to further strengthen your faith. Be anchored in God's love and his powerful promise of protection over your life. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request your copy today. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Stand to your feet, church. I'm going to bless you before you leave. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands all across this place, everywhere that's watching this. Father in heaven, I thank you for every single one under the sound of my voice. Not a single person here, Father, knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Not a single one, except you. And Father in heaven, as I pronounce the blessings of protection, Father, you know which are the areas, Father, that the devil, the enemy has set up thickets, thorny bushes to entrap, to lacerate, to hurt. But you prepare the way before us. You make the crooked places straight. The Lord bless you and your families with the blessings of Abraham. And the Lord keep you, preserve and protect you and your loved ones throughout this week from every danger, from every harm, from sickness, from terror, from all the powers of darkness, and from the power of the evil one. The Lord make his face shine on you, be favorable to you, because the man in glory, He represents you. And all the favor He enjoys is on you now. You live under the unclouded favor of God everywhere you go, you and yours throughout this week. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and your loved ones and grant to you and your families His wonderful shalom peace. In Jesus' name, and all the people said, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started.
Have a prayer need? Try our special digital prayer experience today. You can access it anytime, anywhere, from your computer or mobile phone. Many across America have shared how blessed they have been by this prayer experience. We're also giving away free digital resources to encourage you in your time of need. Let us stand in faith with you. Visit josephprince.org/prayer today.
Introducing Grace Academy.
Welcome to Grace Academy. Grace Academy has been on my heart for a long time. If you've ever had questions about how to walk in grace or what it means to live by grace, this is the place where you'll find answers on how to live a life that's anchored on our Lord Jesus.
Featuring brand new content from Joseph Prince, Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you through some of life's toughest moments. Participate in activities that will help you apply the Word of God to your daily life. Discover resources that will help deepen your understanding of the Lord's love and heart for you.
I pray these resources will inspire and equip you to live confidently every day. Enjoy and be blessed.
Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.